Welcome to OV English School. Hiroko is standing on the first tee, and she has one simple question for you. What counts as a fair golf shot? Golf can look calm, but the rules are very exact. Today, we will learn the key rules a beginner really needs. You will hear where to start, what to count, and when you can move the ball. If you want clear English and clear golf ideas, keep listening and visit ovenglish.com. Here is your guiding question. When do you play the ball as it lies, and when can you move it? Let's begin with the biggest idea. In golf, you usually play the course as you find it. You also play the ball as it lies. That means you do not move the ball just because the lie looks difficult. If Hiroko's ball lands in rough grass, she normally has to hit it from there. If it sits behind a tree, she still plays from that spot. If it drops into sand, the sand is part of the challenge. This rule keeps golf honest. It also makes every shot different. There are exceptions, though. Sometimes the rules give free relief. That means a player may move the ball without a penalty. It does not happen for every bad lie. It only happens in certain situations. A hole starts in the teeing area, often called the tee box. The first shot must be made from inside that area. The teeing area has limits, so the starting place matters. If the ball is played from outside it, the shot is not correct. A hole ends when the ball goes into the hole on the putting green. On the green, players use putts. These are short strokes with the putter. Many holes are won or lost there because one small mistake can change the score. Stroke play is the most common scoring system. In stroke play, every stroke counts. If Hiroko needs 4 shots to reach the green and 2 more to finish the hole, her score is 6. That is simple in theory, but it can go wrong fast. A practice swing does not count. A real stroke does count. That sounds easy, but beginners sometimes forget. Even a tiny tap can matter if it moves the ball. In golf, counting carefully is part of the game. The putting green has special care rules. On the green, players may mark the ball, lift it, and clean it, but they must put it back in the right spot. They also need to respect other players' putting lines. The green may feel quiet, but it still has clear rules. Now think about bunkers. A bunker is a sand trap. If the ball goes there, the player must usually play from the sand. Many beginners want to smooth the sand first, but that is not allowed. The bunker is meant to be difficult. It is one of golf's hardest places. Penalty areas are another big part of the game. These areas are often marked by red or yellow stakes or lines. Water is a common example, but the area does not have to be full of water. If the ball goes there, the player usually has choices, but a penalty often comes with them. A player may sometimes try to play the ball where it is, if the rules allow it. Another choice is relief, which means dropping the ball in a different place. In many cases, that choice adds one penalty stroke. The exact rule depends on the markings and the situation. Out of bounds is different from a penalty area. It means the ball is outside the course area. White stakes often mark it. If the ball goes out of bounds, the player normally must play again from the previous spot and add one penalty stroke. A lost ball is also serious. If the player cannot find the ball within 3 minutes, the ball is lost under the rules of golf. Then the player usually goes back and plays again from the last place. That is why golfers watch the ball closely after every shot. Free relief is one of the most useful ideas for beginners. A common case is an immovable obstruction. That is something fixed and artificial, like a sprinkler head or a cart path. If it blocks the stance or swing, the player may get relief without a penalty. But the player must check carefully. A fixed path marker is not the same as a loose bottle. A tree is usually part of the course, so it does not give free relief just because it is in the way. Golf asks players to notice the difference, so the rule changes with the place. A tree is usually played as part of the course. A cart path may allow relief. A bunker is still a bunker, even when the sand feels unfair. A penalty area has its own choices. Out of bounds and lost balls usually send the player back. That is why golfers stop and look before they act. If Hiroko is unsure, she can ask a fellow player or a rules official. In real play, guessing can lead to the wrong drop or the wrong penalty. Careful checking saves trouble later. The good news is that you do not need every rule today. You only need the core habits. Play the ball as it lies. Start from the teeing area. Count every stroke. Respect the green. Treat bunkers, penalty areas, out of bounds, and lost balls as different problems. That is the base that helps golf make sense. Question: why is play the ball as it lies such a big idea in golf? Answer: it means you usually accept the ball's real position. You do not move it to make the shot easier. Question: what is the main difference between out of bounds and a lost ball? Answer: out of bounds is outside the course area. A lost ball is one you cannot find within 3 minutes. When can a player often get free relief? Answer: when an immovable obstruction blocks the stance or swing. A cart path or sprinkler head is a common example. Question: what is the main scoring idea in stroke play? Answer: you count every stroke. The total number of strokes becomes the score for the hole or round. Question: what should you do if you are not sure which rule applies? Answer: stop and check before acting. Ask a fellow player or a rules official. So what counts as a fair golf shot? It is a shot that follows the rules for that exact place. Play the ball as it lies, start from the teeing area, count every stroke, and treat each situation the right way. Remember the simple question: can I move the ball, or must I keep it where it is? If you're unsure, stop and ask. That is smart golf. For more clear English lessons, visit ovienglish.com. Well done today, and keep going step by step.